Holy Mother Church, like any good mother, I think, is calling us to have a greater degree of patience as we mark the third Sunday of Advent. Our second reading, the letter of St. James, talks about this pretty explicitly. Now, we're about halfway through Advent, and we're getting closer to celebrating the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ, at Christmas time. And one aspect of patience is about waiting. It's about waiting in expectation. And yet, we don't really want to wait patiently. We want Christmas to be here right now. Why do you think we blare Christmas music starting right after Thanksgiving? Why are there Christmas movies on every single night of the week? Why are there Christmas sales every day of the week, like Black Friday or Cyber Monday or whatever other days they make up to get you into the store or to go shop online? Now, it's not that I don't like these things. I have bought something on Black Friday, and I do like to watch Christmas movies and listen to Christmas music. But the secular world wants us to have festivities right now, right? It doesn't want us to wait for anything. Now, it's probably for commercial purposes and probably not about our salvation per se, but nevertheless, they don't want us to actually wait. We want that instant gratification immediately. So that's one aspect of patience. It's about waiting. Another aspect of patience is about enduring hardships in our lives. And this is also something that we can find missing from our lives during this time of year. We can frequently, with all the different stressors that are out there, whether they be economic stressors or other stressors that go in our lives, we can get very impatient with our families and those around, those that are often closest to us. That's often where we can lash out. There's also a lot of anxiety for kids. If you're in school, if you're a student this time of year, there's a lot of tests and other things that come up in your life. There's lots of events that are going on. There's concerts and parties and sporting events and lots of other different things that are going on that can cause stress and that can cause stress in our lives. They can be joyful occasions too, but often can cause stress as well. And it's very easy with all this going on to get angry, to get frustrated, especially when things don't go the way that we want them to. And often that can cause us to snap at other people. Again, it's often the people that are usually the closest to us that bear the brunt of this. And that's where patience can really come in. Patience is a virtue. And virtues, one part of them is that they're graces that we receive from the Lord. And they're graces that we should ask for. One thing that you can say when you're in a situation that you find it very difficult or you're getting very frustrated is to tell the Lord, "Lord, grant me patience at this moment." And the Lord often will surprise us and usually give us the grace that we need. Virtues are also habits. They're habits that we have to form, that we have to cultivate. And habits require practice. For example, if you want to build muscle, you have to continue to do workouts over and over again. If you're trying to acquire a new skill, you have to do that thing over and over again until it really sinks into your brain of how to do it. And so with the events that are around us, the things that can cause us to lose our patience, we have to continue to try and practice patience. So this means that it's going to happen moment by moment, situation by situation. Because ultimately, in every situation where we are called to have patience, we're actually having patience on the Lord. During Advent, we're waiting in anticipation to remember Christ's first coming at Christmas, but we're also recalling we're also preparing for his second coming, even though we don't know the day or the hour. And we're also trying to anticipate our own salvation. And so every situation where we are able, where we're called to use patience, to cultivate patience, it helps us to endure the suffering that we experience here to help purify us for the next life. And so when we look at patience that way, it might change our perspective a little bit. That it's this moment, but this moment is also something bigger. It's helping us prepare for our salvation. It's helping us prepare for the Lord's coming. And ultimately, it will pay off in the end for us if we have patience in those moments. And even if we fail, even if we're not able to be patient in that moment, we can still keep trying. Because there's never going to be times where we're not going to be called to be patient. We're probably going to have moments every single day where we're going to be called to be patient. And the Lord just wants us to try and to receive the grace of the sacraments, such as the Holy Eucharist and confession, to be able to help us when we fail in this endeavor. Now, there are two examples that we can look toward for patience. One is the analogy that we get in our second reading about the farmer who plants the seeds. He waits for the rains to come and then is waiting patiently for his crops to grow. And in the ancient world, they probably didn't have all of the resources that we have today to be able to make crops grow as well or as fast. So they have to sort of patiently wait for this to happen. And those of you that are farmers or grew up on a farm, you probably understand what this means, to have to wait patiently and hope that your crop is going to bear fruit. And you may not know exactly how it's going to turn out. And so, well, we have to wait. We have to trust. We have to surrender and allow the Lord to work in that. And patience is truly part of that. And so, with our lives, when it comes to patience, we have to wait sometimes. We have to wait for Christmas. We have to wait for those moments that come our way and be able to endure them as best we can and endure them with the grace that the Lord is going to give us. The second example is to look at the prophets. Now, during the season of Advent, we get to walk through the prophet Isaiah in a very special way. And we also focus in on John the Baptist, who is considered one of the last of the prophets, really, in a sense. And the prophets, they prophesied what God told them. They obediently did what God asked them to do, but then they also had to wait. And most of them, except for really John the Baptist, never saw the fruit of their prophecies in their lifetime. And it could have been very easy for them to give up hope. And it could have been very easy for the people that they were prophesying to also give up hope. But yet they had to have patience. And that's what James tells us at the end of our second reading, that we can look to the prophets really as an example of really how to have patience. And to wait in that joyful expectation that we're called to for this Sunday, Gaudet Sunday, which is Joy Sunday, right? Being joyful and preparing for the Lord during this specific time. So to sum up, we are called to be patient, meaning to wait in expectation for the Lord, and also to endure those hardships that will require patience to be able to handle them. But we can have confidence that with the help of God's grace and the formation of patience as a habit, for as difficult as it might be sometimes, if we have the grace of God and we form patience as a habit in our everyday lives, then we can welcome the Lord when he comes.